You're listening to the FQXI podcast. Welcome to the latest podcast from the Foundational Questions Institute. So, Brendan, what have you been doing since the last podcast?
Well, I had been hoping to take a bit of a break. This podcast has turned me into such a physics celebrity, and the attention from all the fans, though much appreciated, thank you very much, it's just been wearing me down.
I know, so what happened?
Well, I found this nice, quiet comet to visit for my vacation. It's called 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko. It got fantastic reviews on TripAdvisor. So I went off, and I was just settling down, taking a nap, and then I heard this noise.
What was that?
The European Space Agency had sent the Philae spacecraft to land on my comet as part of the Rosetta mission, to collect data and transmit it back to Earth. I hate the space paparazzi. Why would they leave me alone?
Brendan, is any of that actually true?
Well, okay, I really only hung out in the backyard, but it's been pretty cold out there. I just sometimes feel the pressure to make each podcast more exciting than the previous one. And I never get to do any on-location reporting. But that really was the sound of the spacecraft landing on the comet after its 10-year trip in space. Thank you to the European Space Agency for the audio footage. Sensors in Philae's feet recorded the sound of touchdown as it first came into contact with the comet in the form of vibrations detected in the soles of the lander's feet. The landing itself is, of course, an incredible achievement, and we congratulate everyone involved in the mission.
Data from the touchdown show that Philae's feet first penetrated a soft surface layer on the comet several centimeters thick that's probably, or possibly, a dust layer. And then they hit a hard surface, probably an ice dust layer. Since then, mission scientists have reported signs of organic molecules on the comet. That's exciting because there's speculation that the building blocks for life on Earth could have been brought to our planet by a comet.
And just to reiterate, those organic molecules were not left behind by me on my vacation to the comet.
On the podcast page, www.fqxi.org/community/podcast, you'll also find links to the 3D map of the comet built from data that Philae returned.
At the time of recording, Philae is sleeping and its ultimate fate is unknown. We'll no doubt be hearing more about this mission in FQXI's next podcast, when we have our annual roundup of physics stories of the year. So that's just a guess on my part, not a spoiler.
As always, you can contact us at podcast@fqxi.org or on Twitter at FQXI.
To play us out, here's a song released by the Rosetta team in November, which the comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko is singing into space. This song is made up of oscillations in the magnetic field in the comet's environment. It is being sung at 40 to 50 millihertz, far below human hearing, which typically picks up sound above 20 hertz. To make the music audible to the human ear, the frequencies were raised.
He's been Brendan Foster.
And she's been Zia Morali.
You know, that song does sound a bit like something your band Mink Hollow might play.
Well, you're the one that didn't believe I really visited the comet.